Be unintimidated. I didn't know what that meant. How many years ago now? It's since I was involved with you guys.
Boy, I
maybe
think
7 or 8.
I was gonna guess 8 because
yeah.
We've been going at it now for 10 years, and you came in and joined us very shortly after.
The topic is rare cancers. We're talking appendix cancer in particular. Denise Wesley, and your late husband Tim, as in be unintimidated, was a real. I mean, I've never seen somebody get such bad news and turn it into such great results, I guess. I don't, for lack of a better term, right?
I agree. It's, you know, it's life-stopping, just horrific news you get, and you find your footing, and you start taking care of yourself, and he immediately pivots to wanting to take care of other people.
Yeah. And find out more about his disease and what it's all about and how many people have it. And it's not, like I said, it's rare cancer. We're
talking very rare.
Never heard of appendix cancer until I met you guys.
Exactly. And that's what everyone says when they hear it. And who knew your appendix could develop and create cancer?
Yeah. And it's a nasty cancer,
it's
too.
It's a nasty cancer.
Because it's old body cavity,
yeah,
right?
It's evasive. It spreads, you know, tiny, tiny seeds all over your organs and your inside of your stomach, inside your peritoneum. And, yeah, you can't see it on scans. You don't have symptoms initially.
Yeah.
You don't even know what you're dealing with.
Right.
And a lot of medical facilities don't know. As you said, Tim dove right in, started learning so much about it, and honestly helped educate a lot of medical facilities about it
when
that didn't know.
When he was still with us and he'd come in here for these shows, he'd be at that same mic right there. He sounded like he was the doctor.
I agree completely.
I was sitting here going, man, this guy knows his stuff, and he's not a doctor.
Correct. And that's what he had to do with such a rare cancer. You have to advocate for yourself, and You have to forge the path, and you have to help save yourself. And again, back to learning so much, he thought, now I got to save other people.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's where we came from.
Because you found out how challenging it was to get treatment. It's not just, you know, I mean, I don't want to say it's blaisse-faire, you know, breast cancer or prostate cancer or something like that. Something we all get. I had lung cancer.
Right.
I mean, but nobody's ever heard of it. And you can't just walk into strong and go, hey,
I have appendix cancer. Help me out.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you brought that up.
You can now, right?
You can now. And,
yeah,
and
thanks to Tim. I'm going to always give him credit for it.
Exactly the same. We had a beautiful woman speak at our golf tournament in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And Be Unintimidated wasn't direct. She didn't know about us, but she walked into strong, identified that it was appendix cancer, and a doctor there directed her to a specialist, Dr. Sardi,
mm-hmm.
in Baltimore,
yep, right.
because of Tim's story. He lived it out loud. He wanted to tell everyone, strangers on the street, that he had appendix cancer, and here's what you have to do.
So Be Unintimidated, that is the name of the organization that you and Tim put together when he was still alive, and you're still carrying it on with your two daughters. What is your mission, I guess, I should say? Who are you helping and how?
Right. First and foremost is awareness. You know, thank you for having me here again today.
Oh,
people need to know about it.
Anytime.
People
you
need
that.
To know about that this is a disease. Create awareness. The mission, it's really three-pronged, right? We raise funds to help people. Get people to us. Let me work with them and help them get to the specialists they need to get the treatment to save their life. At the least, to give them more quality years, which is what it did for my husband.
Right.
That's our first mission. We help pay for travel expenses. I don't care where you have to go. We'll help pay for your airfare, rental cars, hotels, meals while you're seeking opinions. The second piece is supporting Dr. Sardi. He's an appendix cancer specialist. He does exhaustive research on this disease. So we fund that. And our third prong, which we added on a few years ago, actually right before we lost him, is supporting Strong and Wilmot Cancer Institute's initiative to get NCI, which is National Cancer Institute designation.
They're getting that, right? Or did they get it yet?
They are so close. They did submit.
I've been hearing this for a year that they're getting it.
Yes, they submitted in 2022. They had a couple of, I'm going to say small, but I'm sure it's a lot of work, a couple of opportunities to go back to mm-hmm. NCI with. I have a very great feeling it's going to happen in 2023.
What will that do for Strong?
That will keep mommies and daddies with their babies. That will keep siblings together, you know, friends with friends. And that's the support group you need when you're sick, which I'm sure you know firsthand. Yeah. That's what you need to help you push through. And having that designation allows the Cancer Institute right here in our backyard to have more trials, to do more investigative work, to do more research, so that Tim and I wouldn't have had to have traveled to Houston, Texas, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, and be away from our babies for as long as we were. We would have been right here.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you said, now Tim's been gone four?
It'll be 5 years next month.
5 years. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And how did he come to find out that he had this cancer? I mean, what were the signals? Was he tired?
He was tired for maybe about 5 months before, but you chalk that up to being 40 and working like crazy and having two young kids and a crazy wife. So, you know, he felt tired. You know, maybe he was feeling a little bloated, some indigestion.
Because he was a slim man, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it all happened on March 31st when, you know, one of his favorite foods were pizza. My youngest was having her birthday party, and he put a couple pieces of pizza on his plate. He couldn't eat it. And then all of a sudden, he couldn't drink a glass of water. And what we found out the next day, it came down to a blockage.
Really?
Yes. And we went in. There was some initial scans done, and they didn't know what they were seeing. Did investigative laparoscopic, went in with the cameras, and they saw seeding everywhere. And they sat me down while he was still asleep and told me he had about 12 to 18 months to live.
Wow. Yeah. And how much did Dr. Sardi buy him?
Dr. Sardi and the team here at Wilmot as well. It's a
collaborative.
It's a partnership for sure. Got us almost another 5 years after. So I'm so thankful for that. And I want that for everyone. I want 10, 15, 20, 30 years, endless years for everyone. And that's why we do what we do.
Is it difficult to diagnose? I mean, is that the problem?
It's misdiagnosed most of the time. Yeah. Women a lot of times are diagnosed with ovarian cancer and colon cancer. And men a lot of times are told it's a colon cancer. People that don't know about it say, well, we're going to just throw some chemo at it and we're going to treat it like colon cancer. And it's not. There's a very specialized surgery that can be done. And, you know, look what
that
it did for my husband.
That procedure that Tim went through, it was Dr. Sardi, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm getting this right, hopefully. They basically took his organs out of his thorax, right? I'm saying the correct words here. I'm not a doctor. And then treated the whole inner wall of his body.
They did. He was opened up as far as they could open him. They removed organs completely that they couldn't save. And then the organs they could save, which were very few inside his body, you know, they put back in, they cleaned off to the naked eye any of the cancer they could see. You know, they removed his spleen, his gallbladder, his entire colon, 2/3 of his small intestine, part of his omentum, which I didn't even know was a thing, but pretty much he was a pretty empty shell in there. And then what they did is sewed him back up. They put pipes into his stomach, strapped him to a board for 90 minutes. They flushed him. It was like a washing machine, you know, back and forth, side to side. And this was a very, very high temperature chemotherapy that went into his entire peritoneum and flushed back and forth to kill the cancer cells you cannot see with your naked eye. And the entire surgery was from start to finish was about 13 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's insane. And I mean, before I met you two, I had no idea that any of this goes on. I just thought cancer was cancer.
Right.
You know?
So did we.
And now be unintimidated. We've got an event coming up. Casino Night, the 9th annual. That's how I knew how many years I've been doing
it. We do, yes.
That's how I figured it out. It is Saturday, January 28th, over at Kodak Center at Eastman Business Park. And tell us about what's going on at the Casino Night.
It's a really fun night.
It
You're
is.
Going to meet, you know, you've been there. We have a great time together. You're going to meet some great people. You're going to be very inspired. We have a gentleman here locally.
Your speakers are the best. Because if you don't want to give after you hear these people talk, then you have no heart.
An amazing couple here from Rochester, New York, found Be Unintimidated, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. And he just had surgery with Dr. Sardi. I think it was the 4th of December. Back here healing, recovering. Very nicely. Great results. He and his wife are coming to the event to speak about what this organization did for their family. He unfortunately was told chemo and you might have a couple years. Now, looks like he could have endless years. So what we're doing is working. I couldn't be more proud. So come to the event. Listen to his story. I'd love to meet you. Talk with people that have been there. There's other people coming that have been impacted by appendix cancer. It starts at 6 p.m.
There's lovely people that will tell you their stories.
Yes, yeah. And there's a lot of fun, too. We have incredible tastings.
Yeah.
We have five different companies coming. We have three distilleries. We have Albany Distilling Company coming up. We have Black Buttons going to be there. They've been with us from the start.
Right.
And Iron Smoke is newly joining us this year for tastings.
Tommy and the crew. Yeah.
You bet. And then from a brewery, we have Heroes Brewing Company.
Yeah.
And No BS Brewing. They were with us last year and coming back again. So
that was good stuff.
Great tastings. They'll have their product there for you to buy.
Really great raffles and stuff, too.
Oh, really great. I mean, the community is fantastic with donating.
Well, you guys are good at going out and
We try. And if anyone listening to this would like to donate, please just contact us at our email. It's beunintimidated@gmail.com. Great raffles, great silent auctions. Great food.
Yep.
And again, lots of fun. And there's gambling,
and
right?
And it's a casino night.
And it's
right.
a casino night.
You get play,
night.
Play
you
money.
Get, yes. Yeah. You included with your registration fee, you get $500 of play money. You can turn that into tickets to win some, like I said, great raffles, bid on some auction items.
So what's your biggest, you still doing the golf tournament this summer
we
too?
We are, yes.
Okay. We'll have you in again before.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We're changing courses this year.
Okay.
We've been with the same one for 10 years, but we're moving over to Greystone.
Oh, nice.
Yes, and we've been working on it. It's going to be a really fun event.
You're working with Mike, the manager there?
I am,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, he's, yeah. You know, he used to work here.
Did he really?
Yeah, yeah. He was one of our promotions
I'm
team.
Going to see him later today.
Please tell him I said hi.
I will.
Yeah. So, are there any new projects you're going? You said you just added that third prong. Yes. How many people come to you actually in annual?
So that's the thing when I say I really want to create awareness. It's getting people to us, right? Because
right,
then
right.
we can help them and hopefully save them some time and get them for the
means,
right treatment.
Especially if you're traveling.
Yes,
you do. It's not like an overnight.
It's expensive.
It's not an overnight either.
No,
right?
it's
you're
not.
Be
it's
there
days
for a while.
And
yeah.
days. So people need people to find us. It's how do I get out and get people to find us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we want to do. To date, we've been doing this for 10 years. We have raised over $400,000. And I just want to say, I mean, we started this not knowing what we were doing. We don't have professionals. We have moms, grandmothers, teenagers, friends, just all jumping in to help. And 100% of the proceeds that we raise go to our mission.
Right.
No one is paid. This is strictly volunteer.
Well, just like what Tim did when he found out what he had, he found out everything about that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have done the same kind of research, I would say, mm-hmm. in starting an organization,
Absolutely.
A nonprofit organization,
Absolutely.
And going out there and actually serving the people.
Yes, we have.
So,
I mean, we will continue to.
You guys are very studious people.
We are.
You Wesleys, you.
We
are. You know what you're doing. All right. So this is Saturday, the 28th. I can't be there this year.
I
have a legitimate excuse.
You certainly do.
My son's getting married that day. So
very happy for him.
I can't join you, and I'm bumming. Hopefully, I'll be able to play play golf with you. I'm
Absolutely.
Reading at the same time here. January 28th, 6 to 11, Kodak Center, Eastman Business Park, right over there on Westridge Road, the corner of Lake Ave. Big old spread there. Like you said, great sampling, food, drink. And then amazing raffles. And then the casino night, if you're into blackjack and all the table games and fun stuff like that. Who's doing your table games?
It is Upstate.
Is it Vegas? Upstate,
yep.
Vegas?
They have been with us the entire time. And I do want to call out a lot of the companies locally are what make this happen. And two
do
of
it.
Our
Give
top,
a shout.
Yeah, two of our top. There's an appendix cancer crusher level, and I do want to shout out and say a big thanks to Frederico Demolition.
Okay.
They've been with us since the beginning, as well as Postler and Jekyll.
Yep.
They have been with us from the start of this, and they support us in everything that we're doing. So thank you to both of them.
Now, is it just the email, or is there a website too?
There is a website, and that's where you can buy your tickets. It is beunintimidated.org.
Just spell it all one word.
Yes, one word. Beunintimidated.org.
Yep.
B-E-U-N-I-N.
Tim?
Tim?
It dated.
It dated. .org.
It's just that easy. And again, if somebody has something that they think people might want to get in a raffle off.
Absolutely.
Stuff like that, that's welcome too. Denise Wesley, thank you.
Thank you, Dino.
I'm sorry I can't join you this year.
We'll miss you.
Hopefully you'll remember me next year.
Absolutely.
Be Unintimidated, January 28th, Casino Night. Check it out, beunintimidated.org. Denise Wesley, thank you, and good luck. And raise a lot of money.
Thank you.